USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices have set another record high. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, says that prices rose 33 cents over the past 2 weeks to a new record high national average of $4.71 a gallon. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says that the Biden administration needs to take action.
Now, you would care if you took tangible steps to lower the cost of energy. They say they're doing this, they're doing that, but it's always one step forward, two steps back.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. California may impose mandatory water restrictions if voluntary efforts keep coming up short. Governor Gavin Newsom meeting with representatives from water agencies throughout the state on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The United Nations says they are working with Russia and other countries to create a humanitarian corridor that will allow Ukraine to export wheat. Russia has been accused of attacking or stealing Ukrainian exports from ports. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, through translation, says keeping Ukraine's economy going is a necessity.
We need to deal with multiple issues and challenges like food deficits in the world and Europe, and we have to deal with Russia. But parallel to that, our national economy has to remain operative.
The names of more than 43,000 American and Korean service members are being etched on the new wall of remembrance at the Korean War Memorial. The names are part of a new wall at the Washington, D.C. Memorial, which remembers the service members who lost their lives during the Korean War. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Intel has a new investment and expansion plan to increase manufacturing in the United States and Europe. CEO Pat Gelsinger telling Fox Business that he thinks the most exciting expansion is the mega site in Ohio.
We used to be 80% of this industry. Now we're 20% of this industry, an industry we created in the United States. And now we said we want to have a more balanced world.
A shortage of semiconductor chips has contributed to the spike in car prices. Gelsinger saying Intel is investing to fulfill what he sees as a clear need for more chips in the world. Ahead of Georgia's Tuesday primary, former Vice President Mike Pence will campaign for Georgia Governor Brian Kemp on Monday. Primaries also set for Texas, Alabama, and Arkansas. Republicans on Capitol Hill are speaking out regarding the baby formula shortage. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The baby formula shortage was known to the Biden administration in February, and they told Americans that they were working on it diligently. Now that it's become another crisis, Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw explains how we got here.
It happened primarily because of a recall that happened in Michigan at Abbott Labs. There's only a few companies that do it. They have almost 90% of the market share, so there's not a lot of competition. And you might ask, well, why isn't there a lot of competition? One, the FDA has very strict standards on what we are allowed to import.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.